Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's the 23rd of August 2012, and I'm very excited today because my friend Yasmin, Yasmin Selina, who I met at university, has become a published novelist today. She's got a book published on the Kindle store, and it's called Gunshot Glitter, and I'm very, very excited about it for her. Fantastic. So excited am I about it that, of course, I went out and bought a copy for my Kindle as soon as I could, which was within minutes, and I'm going to read a bit for you. I'm going to read the beginning bit for you to give you a flavour. I haven't read it yet myself, so please bear with me as I read it along, and we'll discover it together. So I think this is the preface, prologue. The 10th of October 2008, Dr. Lenny Hoffman's office. Rebecca, would you begin by telling me why you've come to see me? I think my job may have taken over my life. I keep having bad dreams, but I can't work out who I am in them. What do you mean by that, your job taking over your life? He prompted. I feel I can't work out where I begin and my job ends, she said. What is your line of work? Silence. Broken by the ticking of a clock. I complete contracts for people. Are these contracts excessively demanding for you? Not really, she murmured, looking out of the window. What kind of contracts do you complete? I'm just trying to build a picture here. He could sense her discomfort and reticence. I dispose of undesirable things for people. There isn't really a good name for it. I clean things up? No, that's not it. Scrap that. Rebecca flushed. She shouldn't have come here. I'm sorry, do you mind elaborating or being more specific? I really want to understand what you're trying to tell me. No, I can't. Sorry, confidentiality and all that stuff. It must be very stressful. You are finding it hard to speak about it, even in the strictest of confidence. It is, she agreed. She could feel him staring at her expectantly. He opened his mouth to speak. But to his surprise, Rebecca stood up. Look, I'm really sorry. I'm going to go. This isn't going to work. Chapter 1. Birthday Boy. In that case, you can try me for free, she seductively whispered into his ear. Her sensual voice made the hairs on his neck stand on end. He raised his eyebrows at her. She nodded at him slowly, her glossy ruby lips smiling. Follow me, she insisted. She took his hot, damp hand into her cool, silky one and walked him past the writhing bodies, dancing under the pulsing lights of the club. Clad in his first ever designer suit, he was mesmerized by this place. Live dangerously, they had told him at work. It's your birthday. He stumbled past his manager, Paul, whose glazed blue eyes were hypnotically fixed on a blonde, Amazonian-sized woman's cleavage. Paul briefly raised his head up to flash him an approving smile and give him the thumbs up. It had been Paul North's 35th birthday the day before. This was a double celebration for the both of them. All their other colleagues had long since left as they had wives and girlfriends to report home to. He'd never been to a place like this before. His manager had thrust a toy gun loaded with three bullets of glitter into his hand. Private dances on the house. Fire at the dancer you like the look of, and away you go, my son. A birthday treat. It made him feel heady, like a kid with free rein in the candy store. He'd first spotted her at the bar, fanning herself with a brilliant plume of blue feathers. that matched the colour of her eyes. She'd flashed a hint of a wicked smile, strode over to him and, unthinkingly, he fired the gun at her, his second bullet of the night. A gunshot of twinkling silver glitter exploded through the air. It grazed her cheek. She wiped a shimmer of sparkle from her face and traced it across his nose. "You are so mine," she said, pulling his tie, chuckling at his wide-eyed response. He was a boy from Pickering in North Yorkshire, now making huge strides in the heart of London. This was all new territory for him, the cocaine tingling in his nostrils, the absinthe in his glass, the euphoria surging joyfully through his veins. He had never felt so alive or out of control. Anything was possible. Barack Obama had just been elected president. The world, despite the recession, felt like a place suffused with hope. She had told him her name was Cornelia. It was an unusual name for a girl with the face of a 50s screen goddess, but suited her somehow. He told her his name was Liam, and today, November 7th, was his 21st birthday. "Happy birthday, Liam. That makes you a Scorpio like me. We're hands down the sexiest sign of the zodiac." He'd nodded, struck dumb by her. "You have very striking eyes. Has anyone ever told you that?" she whispered into his ear, gently stroking his eyebrows. "You have two. Your eyes, I mean. They're so blue." "When's your birthday?" he managed to stutter, blushing hard. "Oh, it's soon. Very soon." Neither of them was sure if the other was telling the truth, nor did it matter. Gunshot glitter on Brewer Street in Soho was now the place to be on a Friday night. Everyone who was anyone in London knew that. The pouting faces swiveled on the podium, the burlesque artists teasing with coquettish routines, and lap dancers gyrating over aroused wealthy bodies changed each week. Tips alone each night could run into thousands. There was always the hearsay of a better, more exclusive gig to chase, a new club to conquer and more money to make. But tonight, beneath the neon lights, every performer was a star, and they glittered at their finest. The club was fast becoming infamous for being a cult celebrity playground, for the influx of rising Hollywood stars hitting the West End. Just yesterday, sex kitten screen diva Kristen Elliott had been papped with her rock star boyfriend, Jamie Eucrow. His band, the Euclid Euros, had played a secret gig, and then at the after party it had been reported he had bought her five lap dances and a private performance with Azriel, a dazzling girl glistening in body glitter, whose routine climaxed in her pulling a string of pearls out of her pussy. Kristen Elliott ended the night swinging on a trapeze, undressed to her Agent Provocateur-sponsored panties, to the delight of the Mirror's 3 a.m. girls. "Where are you taking me?" Liam shouted above the throbbing music. "I'm going to surprise you," Cornelia replied with a sexy, confident smile. "I love surprises," he grinned. "Goody," she said to herself. Cornelia took him through swinging glitter-covered doors to the staff-only area. Liam did not notice. She sashayed into the dressing room and waved to the gaggle of girls preparing to take over the next session. "Hey!" a redhead exclaimed, spying his figure outside the door. "You know he's not allowed back here." "It's okay, trust me," Cornelia murmured with a wink, picking up her velveteen gloves and reaching into her bag. A few of them raised their eyebrows and then carried on making up their faces. "I don't remember seeing her here before," one of the girls remarked, curling her lashes. No one replied. Cornelia put on the gloves, refreshed her lipstick, and reclaimed Liam's hand. Her grip was steely and firm. The ambience changed. This area was darker, quieter, and smelled a little damp. He turned to her in the dim light. He could barely see her face. She dropped his hand, and her face hardened a little. "Follow me, baby. We're almost there," she crooned, sensuously massaging his groin. His cock hardened quickly under her touch. He moaned softly. She led him through the fire exit doors at the back of the club into a courtyard. There was no one there, only a few parked cars. The night was clear and for November was unusually mild. Liam looked up into the sky, noting that the moon looked full and that he had never remembered seeing it so bright. It had to be a good omen. He had been promoted to senior account executive last week. Paul's boss had told him he had the Midas touch. He was a natural and he'd never seen so much advertising revenue flood in such a recession. He pitched, he scored, and the clients loved him. This was Liam's third promotion in 16 months at Anderson Jacobs. The sky was the veritable limit. Look where he was now. He was barely 21 and probably about to have the most unforgettable night of his life with the sexiest woman he'd ever met. He watched her. He'd watched her perform on stage, transfixed. She was a siren, just stunning. He just hoped he didn't make a fool of himself. Despite his nerves, he was feeling good. She smiled, raised an arched brow, and slowly unbuttoned his jacket, then the buttons of his shirt, exposing his smooth chest. She kissed him on his heartbeat, leaving a beautiful lip print. His skin tingled with anticipation. Liam closed his eyes, his head swimming a little, and leaned in to kiss her. But her blue eyes flashed disdainfully as she recoiled in disgust. The look made his blood run cold. Before he had time to react, she swung around and punched her velveteen fist into his throat. He spluttered once, choked, and tumbled to the ground, his brain completely confused. A lone, bewildered thought. Why? Why did you do that to me? I thought you liked me. The very last thing he saw was Cornelia's snarling face, swinging black hair and her spiky stiletto steel heel coming down over his heart. Wow. That was rather good, wasn't it? So it's, that's only part of chapter one. There's about as much of chapter one left to go as I've already read, so, there's plenty of this book. Right. So just to remind you what it is, it's Gunshot Glitter by Yasmin Selena Butt, and I'll include a link to the Amazon page in the notes on this audiobook. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed or at least tolerated my reading. It hasn't ruined it too much for you. Pop out and get this Kindle book by my friend Yasmin. Toodle-boo.